champion. Cracksman wins the champion in fantastic style.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
For three for the win.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now for the latest American news with Duncan Mackenzie McCarthy.
Well, I reckon he would love to be at Augusta, Georgia. He's not, because the NBA Finals are about to kick off, and then we've got the United States of America taking on the Boomers later on this year. Duncan Mackenzie McCarthy, he's all over the basketball at the moment in three-point zone from downtown. Duncan Mackenzie McCarthy, good morning.
Yes, from downtown Los Angeles, coming to you right now, TK and Laurie. Yeah, can't wait for it. The NBA regular season is over. The playoffs are about to start this weekend. And yeah, really can't wait for it all to begin.
And we've got plenty of Aussies involved too.
Yeah, we certainly do. There's seven Aussies in action, Laurie. Headlined by Andrew Bogut, the Golden State Warriors, of course. Top seeds in the West. They'll meet the LA Clippers. They've got Ben Simmons, Jonah Bolden, and the Philadelphia 76ers going to the postseason as the third seed in the East. Their first series against the Brooklyn Nets, who have really looked like a different team in the second half of the season. So that's a big test for Ben and Jonah and the guys in that first-round playoff series. You've got Aaron Baines and the Boston Celtics. They go into the fourth seed, and they haven't really lived up to the hype this season, guys, but they're still in the mix. They'll play Indiana in the first round. Joe Ingles and the Jazz, they're the fifth seed in the West, and they've got a tricky first-round matchup against James Harden and the Rockets. Patty Mills and the Spurs will start on the road against the second seed in the West in Denver. And finally, you've got Thon Maker and the Detroit Pistons up against the likely MVP this season in Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks, of course, finishing the regular season with the best record in the NBA at 60 wins and 22 losses. So seven Australians all in action in the NBA playoffs, and it all kicks off this weekend.
That's pretty good, because I think we've got 13 in the NBA completely, so to have, you know, 50% rep, that's enormously good, mate. Tab.com.au, they say the Golden State Warriors are still the red-hot favourites, $1.45. Plenty of people see value there at $8 in the Milwaukee Bucks. You went through their record with the most winningest team so far this season, and you also had a chat with Steph Curry.
I certainly did, TK. As we know, the USA basketball team is coming out to Australia in August to play two massive games against the Boomers in Melbourne at Marvel Stadium. Guys, these games are going to be absolutely massive. 50,000 fans at each game, but we really don't know what sort of a team the Americans are going to bring out to Australia. So, you know, you've got many Aussie sports fans are worried and wondering what sort of superstars are coming down under. So I've decided to try and convince some of them to come out and play, first by asking Steph.
Was that part of the schedule? Mm-hmm. I haven't got my mind that far.
I'm asking
played,
you now. Do you
I think
play?
I played in the NCAA tournament in 2008. We played at Ford Field. I want to say there was like 40-something thousand there. So that's probably the biggest crowd I've played in front of, but that would be, yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Bogut was watching some Aussie rules football on the plane on the way back from wherever our last road trip was. I saw how big that stadium was, so if it's anything like that, that'd be a crazy environment for sure.
It's Marvel Stadium. It's named after the Marvel comic books. So.
That's an even better story.
Yeah. So.
The great Steph Curry. What's he like to interview, Duncan? Is he engaging, or does he sort of, you know, get right into it when you say you're from Australia? Is he a lot more sort of comfortable talking to the media from Australia?
What you didn't hear in that audio clip is I actually introduced myself. I said, "G'day, Steph Duncan McKenzie McCarthy here from Australia." And Steph looked at all the other reporters and he said, "Can we get him to ask all the other questions from now on?" And I was like, "Oh, really? Do you like the accent, mate?" And he's like, Yeah. You got my attention. You got my attention. Go for it." So he's very personable. And I guess, I think I've said this to you guys on the show before. If you start a question with, "G'day, mate, how are you?"
Yeah.
Generally, their ears prick up and they go, "Oh, haven't heard that sound for quite a while." So, no, he's good. He's engaging. He's he didn't really answer the question. I think there's some concern that the Americans won't be bringing out a very, very strong team because some of the stars of the game will want to enjoy their offseason. We've heard LeBron James has already pulled out of playing in the FIBA World Cup. Kevin Durant is unlikely. Steph played in the FIBA World Cup last year, so he is a chance. But you're probably a better chance of seeing a lot of the younger American team coming out and playing in these two games.
Mm. It'd be remiss of me if I didn't ask this question. Valentine Holmes, now he's created obviously plenty of discussion out here in Australia, but you're in LA. Any word on what's happening with Valentine? We know he's been picked up by the New York Jets. Obviously, it's not massive news over there, but what are you hearing?
Well, it's all part of the NFL's International Player Pathway Program. And as we spoke about on the show a couple of weeks ago, Laurie, he had two options, didn't he? I mean, he could have been signed as a free agent or he could have been signed as part of the International Player Pathway Program. So he's got one of the sort of the lesser ideal spots where he's going to be sort of in an uphill battle to get, you know, involved in that 53-man roster. What I am hearing, well, it's really going to come up for the next couple of months. I mean, he's going to have to work his tail off. There's a guy who left the New York Jets called Andre Roberts, and he's left for the Bills in the offseason as a punt returner. So there is a spot that's kind of opened up for Val in that particular area, and we know that's the area that he's been targeting. It's just a matter of how much he really, you know, produces in the preseason, especially if he can really sort of land a spot in one of the preseason games. And as we saw with Jarrod Hayne and how well he did in the preseason, I mean, he excelled, didn't he? And as a result, he ended up starting in the opening game. So I think it's just really going to be a matter of whether Val earns that opportunity to get onto that 53 active man roster. But if he doesn't, then he'll obviously be ineligible to be elevated for the rest of the season. If that's the case, then that's not necessarily going to be a waste of time for Val for 6 months, but he certainly won't be playing any senior competitive football.
Duncan, we thank you so much for giving us that American wrap, and keep that g'day mate going, and you'll get plenty of the interviews with those American superstars. Thanks to Duncan McKenzie McCarget.